So this is a book called Sri Brihad Bhagavatamrita by Srila Sanatana Goswami. And it is said to contain all the essential truths of Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the main scripture, the life and fruit of the tree of Vedic knowledge. And Srila Rupa Goswami says, "Our Divine Master has revealed in His Bhagavatamrita all the sweet conclusions of devotional philosophy, including its most confidential secrets." And our founder Acharya, Srila Prabhupada, says, "Anyone who wants to know about the subject matter of devotees, devotional service, and Krishna must read this book." So there are two parts to the book. In the first part, Narada Muni travels throughout the creation looking for the devotee who has received the greatest mercy from the Lord. And so he goes higher and higher in the different realms. And the second part of the book is the story of Gopakumar, who is a cowherd boy from Govardhan. But it has a similar theme in that he is also traveling throughout the universe, going to higher and higher realms. And from Vaikuntha, the realm of Lord Narayan, Lakshmi Narayan, he goes to Ayodhya. Just like there's Vrindavan on earth and there's Vrindavan in the spiritual sky, there's Ayodhya on earth and there's also Ayodhya in the spiritual sky. So he goes to Ayodhya, and I thought it would be appropriate on the occasion of Ram Navami to read as a relatively short section about what he finds there. So he leaves Vaikuntha for Ayodhya. And the commentary, this is actually Srila Sanatana Goswami's commentary on his own work, says, "After leaving for Ayodhya, Gopakumar, following Narada's instructions about remembering Lord Ramachandra's glories," by chanting, quote, "O husband of Sita, Raghunath, elder brother of Lakshman, O Lord, dear master of Sri Hanuman." So this is Gopakumar telling his own story. "After traveling a long way, I saw some forest monkeys restlessly jumping here and there and shouting, 'Rama, Rama.' As I proceeded, they gathered around me and tried to grab my flute from my hand. Then I saw some humans who were even more beautiful than the associates of the Lord of Vaikuntha." Commentary. Those monkeys were grabbing at Gopakumar's flute either because they could not bear someone's being a devotee of any other Lord than Sri Raghunath, Rama, or because they were extremely attached to the flute. After Gopakumar walked a short distance with the monkeys, he saw some human associates of Lord Ramachandra. They appeared more beautiful than any other servants of the Lord he had ever seen, including the four-handed residents of Vaikuntha, who were blessed with the perfection of Sarupya, having bodily forms like that of Sri Narayana. Text 253. Those men, in behavior like the best of civilized persons, could not tolerate my bowing down to them and showing other signs of respect. They brought me to the boundary of their city and through the main gate. Commentary. Both the humans and the monkeys escorted Gopakumar into Lord Ramachandra's city. When they reached the gateway, Gopakumar was so overwhelmed with ecstasy from seeing these associates of the Lord that he could not enter on his own strength, but only with their help. Lord Ramachandra must have sent these devotees out of the city to meet Gopakumar, because without the Lord's order, such devotees, exclusively dedicated to the rasa found at his lotus feet, would never have ventured so far away. Gopakumar could not behave with the men he saw the same way as with the residents of Vaikuntha, because these devotees of Lord Ramachandra did not allow him to show any respect. They were just the best of the Aryans in their behavior. Aryan means one who is interested in spiritual values. Related people misappropriated the term. They were just the best of Aryans in their behavior, very modest and considerate to everyone. Indeed, the civilized Aryans have learned many of their standards of conduct from the devotees of Lord Rama. Text 254. Gopakumar is speaking. There before me I saw Bharat with Shatrughna seated comfortably with monkeys like Sugriva, Angada, and Jambava, and surrounded by many handsome men. Thinking Bharat to be Ramachandra, Lord of the Raghus, I recited prayers addressed to that Lord. But Bharat covered his ears and repeatedly forbade me to continue, saying, I am only a servant. Commentary. Gopakumar greeted Bharat with prayers suitable for Lord Ramachandra. There are four brothers, Ram, Lakshman, Bharat, and Shatrughna. And they are all Vishnu Tattva. That means they are all the personality of Godhead. They are not ordinary living entities. And, so when Gopakumar saw Bharat, who is the younger brother of Ram, he was so handsome, he thought he was Ram himself, and he started to pray humble prayers to him, and Bharat blocked his ears and said, no, I am just a servant. Similarly, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, although he was God himself, Krishna, but if anyone addressed him as God or Vishnu, he would simply block his ears, no, I'm just a servant. Because Lord Bharat was sitting in a fabulous royal palace on a divine lion throne, attended by many principal servants of Lord Ramachandra and by other residents of Ayodhya, it was easy for Gopakumar to mistake Lord Bharat for Lord Rama. Moreover, Bharat's beauty and dress were just like Rama's. And because Bharat is a plenary portion of the personality of Godhead, his wife is a plenary portion of the goddess Lakshmi. So she appeared just like Mother Sita. And Shatrughna, who stood by Bharat's throne, looked not much different from Lakshmana. Text 255. Afraid, because he had just been sort of rebuked, afraid, I stood motionless with joined palms before Lord Bharat. Hanuman then quickly made me leave that place and enter the inner precincts of the city, where I saw the most amazing sight. The Supreme Lord in his form as the best of human beings. 256. He sat comfortably on a royal throne in the best of palaces, a palace full in all charming attractions, happy and marked with the signs of a great personage. He seemed somewhat like Lord Narayan. Commentary. Lord Ramachandra's face beamed with satisfaction, and his body showed all the marks of a perfect person that are set forth in scripture, such as an expansive chest, a neck like a bull's, and mighty arms as broad as the trunk of a shala tree. In parentheses, Yudorakshō Rikshaskandai Shala Pramsur Mahabhuja. His youthfulness, his ornaments, and the exquisite shape of his limbs made him look much like the Lord of Vaikuntha. 257. But certain especially attractive features distinguished him from that Lord. His hand was adorned with a bow. His glances were delightfully modest and humble, playing the role of a perfect king. He followed all the prescribed rules of religious behavior. Commentary. Lord Ramachandra is even more beautifully attractive than Lord Narayan. He has two arms. He is the best of bowmen. And in his own unique way, he is the best protector of the citizens of his kingdom. He strictly adheres to the Vedic principles of civilized conduct. So the rule of Lord Ram is called Ram Rajya. And in India, people hanker for Ram Rajya, a kingdom like that ruled by Lord Ram. And sometimes there are even political parties called the Ram Rajya Party. But, as Srila Prabhupada commented or lamented, they want Ram Rajya, they want the kingdom of Ram without Ram. In other words, they want to be the supreme controller. But the kingdom of Lord Ram was ideal. He was the ideal king, and Yatha Raja, Tatha Praja, as the king, so the citizen. I was bewildered by the overflowing ecstasy of his darshan, and I fell down before him as if offering prostrate obeisances. My confusion thus robbed me of the supreme benefit of seeing him. But then, by his mercy, I was able to stand up again and see him clearly. Commentary. The personality of Godhead is the supreme goal in all endeavors of human existence. Since even in the most sublime endeavor of pure devotion, he is the goal. He awards such devotion to his surrendered devotees. 259. Sri Hanuman left me, pulled back by his own regular service, and in a single jump went to join his Lord. On the left of the Lord, pleasing him with her service, stood his dear counterpart, Sita, and on his other side, his younger brother, Lakshma. Commentary. Leaving Gopakumar at the very spot where he had fallen to the ground, Hanuman went to the side of Lord Ramachandra by jumping, as monkeys generally do. Hanuman was drawn back to the Lord's side by the ecstatic attraction of eternal service. His desire, above all, was to do whatever would give his Lord the most pleasure. That is bhakti, but he means to do whatever will give the Lord the most pleasure. That is pure bhakti. Although the sight of Lord Ramachandra is naturally blissful, when he is with his beloved Janaki, Sita, with Lakshman, and with his best servant Hanuman, his beauty increases manyfold, and whoever sees him becomes immersed in the most exceptional ecstasy. This picture of Lord Ramachandra, together with Sita, Lakshman, and Hanuman, depicts the Supreme Lord in his especially compassionate mood of reciprocating with his intimate servants. So we have these deities, Sita, Ram, Lakshman, and Hanuman, in Juhu, Mumbai, and in Washington, D.C., because Washington, D.C. is the nation's capital, and Lord Rama is the example of what the head of state should be. I won't comment on the present situation. which is sadly far from it, but he's there. He's there to show that example of how the head of state should rule. And there's also Sitaram, Lakshman, and Hanuman in Lama. That was installed after Prabhupada's time.
In Delhi.
In Delhi also, yes. Mm. Yes, that's true. The picture of Lord Ramachandra together with Sita, Lakshman, and Hanuman depicts the Supreme Lord in his especially compassionate mood of reciprocating with his intimate servants. Sita Devi, in particular, is the perfectly compatible consort for Lord Ramachandra, and her beauty and other qualities excel even those of the goddess Lakshmi in Vaikuntha. Standing on the left side of the Lord, she displays such pastimes as offering him betel nut to chew. 260. Sri Hanuman sometimes stood in front of the Lord, fanning him with excellent white chamras and singing his glories, and sometimes, palms joined, he praised the Lord with wonderful prayers of his own composition. So though he's in the body of a monkey, but he's actually very learned and eloquent. Text 261. At one moment, he carried a white umbrella. At another, he massaged the Lord's lotus feet. And at yet another, he did several kinds of service all at once. Amazingly, he was not in the least fatigued by all this. Commentary. Gop Kumar saw Hanuman render several services at once, singing Lord Ramachandra's glories, fanning the Lord, reciting famous prayers, massaging his feet, and more. And even such simultaneous expenditures of energy didn't seem to tire Hanuman at all. Because he was in ecstasy, so he wanted to serve more and more. Text 262. Overwhelmed by the greatest joy, I bow down again and again, saying, "All glories, all glories." Then that soft-hearted Lord soothed me fully with the gentle nectar of his supremely impressive words. Commentary. Lord Ramachandra is extremely kind-hearted. His affectionate speech impressed Gop Kumar more than anything he had ever heard before. 263. The Supreme Lord said, "My dear son of a cowherd, my best friend, well done, well done. By showing such affection, you have conquered me. Enough with all this exertion. Now just relax. You have made me, your dear friend, unhappy for long enough." Quite an amazing statement by Lord Ramachandra. Commentary. With these words, Lord Ramachandra congratulates Gopakumar for his victorious entrance into Ayodhya. The Lord repeats himself, "Sadhu, sadhu, to tell the extent of his joy. He assumes that the long journey must have been strenuous. So he asks Gop Kumar simply to rest a while. And perhaps Gop Kumar can remain in Ayodhya for an extended time. In any case, at least he should take a break from offering so many needless dandavats and prayers. These displays of reverence cause pain to the Lord, who considers Gop Kumar a close friend. 264. Utishto ticha bhadram te gauravatsam ramam tija tvadiya prema rupena yantritos ni sadasake. Please get up, get up. All good fortune to you. Give up this formal respect. Dear friend, I am always controlled by such pure love as yours. Zen Vaikuntha, where Gop Kumar had just been, has a lot of awe and reverence. But in Ayodhya, the mood is more intimate, and Lord Ramachandra did not actually like all the formal respect being offered by Gop Kumar. He considered to be his friend. Commentary. When the Lord saw Gop Kumar still standing respectfully, the Lord tried to put him at ease by offering blessings. And when Gop Kumar still offered obeisances, the Lord told him outright to stop being so formal. I am actually under your control. So how can I be an object of your reverence? 265. Sri Gop Kumar said, on the Lord's order, Hanuman then raised me from the ground and brought me by force to where the Lord was resting his sacred lotus feet. Commentary. After all the Lord's entreaties, Gop Kumar, helplessly moved by transcendental joy, continued to bow down and pray to the Lord. Sri Raghunath thus had to order Hanuman to stop him physically. So he was overwhelmed with ecstasy, and at the same time he did have some feelings of awe and reverence. So the Lord ordered Hanuman to bring him forward. 266. It then came to my mind that all my long cherished desires had borne fruit beyond what I had ever hoped, and where else could I have achieved such perfection? Commentary. Being treated so kindly by Lord Raghunath was the fulfillment of all the desires Gop Kumar had ever had, and more even than he had ever dreamt of. He had traveled throughout the material and spiritual universes, but he had never been so fully satisfied. 267. I stayed for some time, as before, in my own dress as a cowherd boy, and the fullness of bliss I tasted overwhelmed me. Commentary. Just as he had served Lord Narayan for some time in Vaikuntha, fanning him and pushing his sweet, Gop Kumar now served Lord Ramachandra for some time in Ayodhya. But if Gop Kumar's intention was to go to Dwarka, why did he stay in Ayodhya? It was because he was enchanted and forgot everything, intoxicated by natural ecstasy at the feet of Lord Ramachandra. When Gop Kumar was in Vaikuntha, Narada encouraged him to go to Dwarka to see Lord Krishna, but to stop in Ayodhya on the way. But on the way, he was so overwhelmed with ecstasy and so satisfied in his reciprocation with Lord Ramachandra, he was in the mood to just stay in Ayodhya. 268. I saw the unique pastimes of the divine lion of the Raghus, who was playing the role of a king of kings, acting in strict accord with religious principles. Commentary. In a subtle way, Gopkumar now begins to express the dissatisfaction that will eventually compel him to find an even better abode of the Supreme Lord than Ayodhya. Lord Ramachandra acted just like a pious king of the world, obeying the rules and regulations of the Dharma Shastras. Gopkumar never saw him violate any religious principles. This implies that the Lord was not free to display the highest extreme of compassion for his devotees. Very interesting. Hmm. 269. So though he's praising Lord Ramachandra for being so pious and righteous, now he says, Gopkumar, but I did not see the unique sweetness I had found within the varied playful pastimes of my worshipable deities, lotus feet, means Krishna. Nor did I find his special mercy. Commentary. Because of great respect for Sri Gopal, Gopkumar refers to him here by using the plural phrase Ishtadeva Padanam, referring to his feet rather than speaking his name. Lord Gopal has certain pastimes that Lord Ramachandra doesn't, like attracting the universe with the music of his flute and enchanting the gopis in various ways. Moreover, Gopakumar, in his private meditations, would have very friendly dealings with Mahan Gopal, including exchanges of embraces and kisses. In contrast, Gopkumar's relationship with Lord Ramachandra was more formal. So in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Srila Rupa Goswami mentions 64 qualities of the Lord. And he explains that the living entities, that's us, can have up to 50 of them, but in small quantity. And Lord Shiva can have up to 55, and Lord Narayan can have up to 60. But Krishna has four characteristics that even Lord Narayan doesn't have. And in this commentary, Sanatana Goswami mentions two of them, which suggests that Lord Rama has two, which even Lord Narayan doesn't have. But Krishna still has two more than even Lord Rama doesn't have. And that is Venu Madhurya, his playing on his flute, and his attractive pastimes with the gopis. Thus even there in Ayodhya, I seemed unhappy. But by hearing from Sri Hanuman the glories of Sri Ramachandra's lotus feet, and by directly seeing Lord Rama myself, I dispelled that mental distress. I imagined Lord Ramachandra to have all the qualities of my own worshipable deity. This is very subtle. Commentary. In Ayodhya, Gop Kumar only seemed unhappy. Shokam eva apnuva. Because that apparent sorrow was a product of pure love for the Supreme Lord, it was in fact unalloyed transcendental ecstasy. By hearing Hanuman glorified Lord Rama's humility, simplicity, respectfulness, and other sublime qualities, Gop Kumar would be struck with wonder. He would look upon Lord Ramachandra with great love, seeing in him the features and qualities of his own mother Gopal. And that's also true, that all the qualities of the other expansions of Krishna are included in Krishna. So we're almost at the end. Text 272 and 273. By the force of my previous spiritual practices, the land of Raja would impose itself upon my heart, along with a yearning for its special pastimes and mercy. When Sri Hanuman, the best of counselors, would notice this, he would save me by encouraging me with diverse clever arguments. Commentary. Gop Kumar's visions of Lord Ramachandra as Lord Gopal would be short-lived, and he would hanker again for the sweet life of Vrajabhumi. He would then feel disturbed and think about leaving Ayodhya. Hanuman detected these changes in Gop Kumar's mood by the signs of disappointment on his face, and would make all endeavors to, quote, save, end quote, Gop Kumar, by keeping him in Ayodhya. Hanuman, an expert diplomat, knew how to advise Gop Kumar in ways he was inclined to accept. So Gop Kumar stayed for a long time without deciding to leave. Only Lord Rama could stop this cycle of discontent and appeasement. 274. Finally, Sri Rama, whose heart is tender with unlimited compassion and who knows the mind of everyone in the world, consoled me with words of gentle affection. Quote, go to Dwarka and be happy. End quote. He ordered. And he sent me off at once, together with the chief of the bears. Commentary. Had the Lord not personally asked him to go to Dwarka, Gop Kumar would never have been able to leave Ayodhya. Lord Rama knew perfectly well that Gop Kumar was a worshipper of Sri Madan Gopal, exclusively devoted to that Lord and uniquely qualified to attain him. Furthermore, Lord Rama understood that this was why Gop Kumar was never completely satisfied in Ayodhya. Even after tasting supreme ecstasy and after being mercifully counseled by Hanuman, it was apparent that only going to Dwarka would make Gop Kumar happy. The Supreme Lord rarely sends someone out of his abode, but this time he did so for the happiness of his devotee. He deputed Sri Jambavan, king of the bears, to accompany Gop Kumar on the way to Dwarka. Jambavan, being the grandfather of Samba, Lord Krishna's son, was an appropriate escort. Thus ends the fourth chapter of part two of Srila Sanatana Goswami's Brihadbhagavatamrita, entitled Vaikuntha, the Spiritual Kingdom. Quite rich, full of a lot of ecstasy and subtlety, intricacies of love. How kind and compassionate and tender hearted Lord Rama is to our benefit. Today is also the anniversary of the opening of the Vrindavan Temple. Mm-hmm. You were there. I was also there. Mm-hmm. And you gave Prabhupada Guava again from the mother.
Yeah.
And he acknowledged it.
Yeah, he sent the letter.
Well, would anyone else like to say anything?
A question.
Yes.
So it seems that when Lord Ram sent Gopakumar away, he knew he really wanted to be. Lord Ram was stepping out of his character. Is that correct?
Well, Sanatana Goswami says the Lord rarely orders someone to leave his kingdom, but because Lord Ram knew it, that Gopakumar would be happier, he did. So it was in keeping with his character, because Lord Rama is the well-wisher of all living beings. He wants the best for everyone. That was unusual.
So, to understand it, one would have to know Gopakumar's heart.
Which Lord Rama did.
Yes. But maybe someone looking, shall we say, from the outside may not understand that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There is also the pastime of Lord Rama in the Dandakaranya forest. And in that forest, there were some sages meditating on Gopal. And they wanted to have a conjugal relationship with Gopal. And when they saw Lord Ramachandra passing through the forest, they became attracted by his extraordinary beauty. And they desired to have that relationship with him. But Lord Rama explained that in his form as Lord Ramachandra, he was Ekapatni Vrat, he had only one wife. But that when he would come again as Lord Krishna, he would fulfill their desire. So when Krishna came and played upon his flute to call the gopis to meet him, different gopis faced different situations. Some were detained by their husbands or fathers or brothers. And some were able to leave the home without any impediment in Krishna. So Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur analyzes different categories of gopis. And he's able to place the events in the lives of different gopis described in the Bhagavatam. He's able to ascribe those to different categories of gopis. So one category is the Shrutichari gopis. They're the personified Vedas. And some are Nitya Siddhas and some are Sadhana Siddhas. And some are the Rishichari gopis, the ones who are rishis in the forest of Dandakaranya, and who have been blessed by Lord Rama to attain his association in Madhurya Rasa when he became as Krishna. It's quite a fascinating, very long purport to the canto about those different categories. So yeah, Lord Rama knew that their ultimate desire would be fulfilled by Krishna, could be fulfilled only by Krishna, so he blessed them. Were you about to say something?
Two things. I can't remember what you said were the two qualities that Lord Ramachandra had that Lord Narayana didn't have. And then Krishna had two more.
So the four are Venu Madhurya, the sweet and sour fruit that Krishna has a common person. And Lila Madhurya, sweetness of his pastimes. And then there's, not remembering the Sanskrit, but his extraordinary associates, referring particularly to the gopis, in that realm doesn't have. And the fourth,
his child's pastimes.
Yes. That's right. His child's pastimes.
Those are the four for Krishna.
Child's pastimes Guru Ramachandra has.
Yeah, Ramachandra.
And his associates also has.
Okay.
And the flute and the gopis also do that.
For Krishna. Okay. And then the brothers, Ram, Lakshman, Bharat and
Chaturvala.
Okay.
Chaturvala.
Is that the Bharat, that King Bharat?
No, that's
okay.
That's
okay.
Not Bharat.
And have we heard anything about his youngest brother?
Chaturvala?
Yes. Uh-huh. We haven't heard much.
Yeah, that's true. Because when Ram went into exile, Lakshman accompanied him. And Bharat was next in line to the throne. That was the whole conspiracy about, and that's all the story. But but Bharat, he wouldn't sit on the throne.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He considered the throne belonged to Lord Ram, and he did austerities.
He went outside the
palace. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He was just eating barley water.
Mm-hmm. And I find it so amazing that the devotee, the Gopa, was visiting all these Supreme Personalities, Godhead, who came, for our minds so far apart, the incarnations.
Oh, yeah.
He was going around and associating with them, because time had no meaning.
Well, their appearance in this world was separated by
yeah.
many millennia, but they exist concurrently in the spiritual world. Mm-hmm. So that's what he was.
Mm-hmm. I have a question. It's somewhat related to this last question and answer. When Durvasa Muni offended Maharaj Ambarish and he was chased by this Sudarshan Chakra, he didn't have any problem going to see Lord Vishnu, although yogis more advanced than him meditate for millions of thousands of hundreds of thousands of years without even getting a glimpse of the Lord Vaikuntha. How could he just show up?
Well, was he being chased by the Sudarshan Chakra? I think so, there's intellectual speculation. But Sudarshan Chakra came from Vaikuntha, so he was sort of like his ill. But it's a bit of a speculation, but I mean, it does seem plausible. But otherwise, do you have your own
speculation?
The other would be that it was just to demonstrate that even if one is able to go to Vaikuntha and see the Lord directly, he cannot be relieved from the offense against a devotee without being forgiven by the devotee itself. We can see them that way as an instructive arrangement.